the secretary is sort of looking at this in a larger, more holistic way, in that, you know, what we do here is so critical to servicing the American people. And one of the things that she thinks is so critical is being good stewards for the taxpayers' dollars. And so what she's put into place is, you know, very innovative and creative ways to work very closely with our private sector partners, both as part of the overall Homeland Security mission, but also in how they can bring their goods into the department. One of my colleagues, who I work with here, Dr. Tom Salucci, was actually named as our Chief Commercialization Officer. And, you know, what his office is able to do is work directly with some of these incredible U.S.-based companies that are bringing technologies to bear to help, you know, support our mission and to keep the American people safe.
All right, Mr. Smith, so you interact with private companies. What do you look for when you enter into a contract with a company that can offer a service to Homeland Security?
Well, what my office does, and I'm going to answer that question as well, you know, I sort of operate kind of in a little more holistic, sort of circling the entire sort of battlefield of opportunities for the sector and how we bring in companies as a whole into our partnership. Your question is a little more micro, and what we do in that regard, you know, is, as you can imagine, you know, Homeland Security being a relatively new agency, everyone comes to us with, we've got the greatest gadget, the greatest widget ever. What we have set in place is a incredibly streamlined process. You know, through our commercialization office, people are able to fill out a form that is a grand total of 1.5 pages, which is unheard of in the federal government, that is able to put forth, you know, what their ideas, what their marketability of their ideas, and it allows us to, you know, work very quickly and streamline the process. You know, one of the great complaints in working with the federal government is, you know, we don't want to bother. You know, we got to fill out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of forms. What the secretary has tasked us all to do, department-wide, is to streamline this process. That, you know, we need to create efficient systems by which our private sector partners can come to us and share their great ideas, and very quickly we can identify, in working with them, you know, the merits of whether we can bring them on board or not. And instead of, in the past, the complaint was, you know, by the time, you know, us or any of the other agencies finally got around to looking at something, we were already on to the third, fourth, fifth generation of what they were doing, and we're so far behind.
Well, does your office concern primarily with products, you know, like, I don't know, the latest in tasers, the latest in border fences, or do you also look at services that are provided to the agency, such as these management services that, you know, your admittedly very large department depends on?
Right. My office does not look at down on that granular level. I mean, what my office does is we serve as a sort of as the secretary's sort of very proactive liaison in terms of engaging the entire private sector. And when I say private sector, it's not just Fortune 100 companies. You know, I like to say it's everything from Alcoa to Xavier University and everything in between. And it's about how we, you know, engage with them and bring them into our process so that they are, you know, a collaborative nature to what our overall mission is doing. What the Office of Commercialization does here is to look at what you're asking, is to look very narrowly at these products, how to bring them in. And we've created this incredibly streamlined process to allow that to happen. And for all those listeners out there, I highly encourage you to, you know, to log on to DHS.gov and to click on to our commercialization office, and they will be amazed at what we are doing and how we are leading the federal government in innovative ways to do business with us.
Well, we'll have to get them on too, but right now we're talking with Douglas Smith, the Assistant Secretary for the Private Sector at the Department of Homeland Security.
So what are your plans for the next year? Do you plan to have any big programs or announcements that you share with us?
Yes, is the short answer. And yes, I'd love to come on again and tell you about them. We're not quite ready to announce them. You know, my biggest mission that the Secretary has tasked me with is with a very aggressive re-engagement with the private sector. The complaints that we heard when we came to office is that we had not been listening. We had not been engaging. We had been doing what we thought was right. And the Secretary, you know, believes that, you know, for us to be prepared as a nation, it's a shared responsibility, and that all of us need to be a part of it. And, you know, business needs to be a critical part of that. And, you know, as you all know, there are 30 million plus businesses in this country. You know, only 18,000 of them are large businesses. So it's, you know, it's small businesses, it's family-owned businesses, you know, it's college and universities that all need to be, you know, playing a critical role in this.
Well, we wish you luck with that endeavor, and if you can make it easy for small business to do business with DHS, you'll have accomplished a lot.
Yeah, we are moving aggressively in that direction, and I'd love to come back, and I'd love to share with you some of the amazing people here that are working on that.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.